Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Thessaly.
Oma.
Kellek.
Flynn.
Zika.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left our heroes, the violence of the Fatal Reserve's attempt on Queen Isolde's life spilled out from the council chambers and into the halls of the Capitolium. The battle was tense, and at many points the agent's fate hung in the balance.
But truly.
You all rallied, pulled out all the tricks, weapons, and cards in your arsenal, and with a little help from somewhere as yet unknown. For Thessaly, all of you together turned the tide. Bossin was the first to fall beneath Thessaly's blades, followed by Meryl at the hands of Seeker. And finally, Fane met an end he has long awaited at Thessaly's hands, despite Kellek's attempt to sway them away from their path of vengeance and restitution. And as Bossin, Fane, and Meryl all fell, Thessaly also fell to their knees, weeping as they come to the end of the long road that has led them to this moment. So, as we return once more to the hall, between the parliament and council chambers, the din of battle dies, the blades and the blood left on the floor. You all come back, Thessaly and Kellek in each other's embrace, as Thessaly silently weeps into your chest, Kellek. And I ask you all, what do you want to do?
I drop my hood. And I'm just going to kind of like, I have fully stopped. I'm going to bite the inside of my cheek. I'm not going to push you away, but I'm going to kind of like hold you at arm's length. Watch the process of me like re-stealing myself, acknowledging that we still have things to deal with. I love you. And I love you. And I didn't say that. And that was...
There is a lot going on.
Right. But I do. I am in love with you. And then I'm going to stand up and walk away.
I just looked at
him. I'm standing...
Put under my hands.
I am standing...
There's blood all over me. And tears.
I'm just watching this. Like, my hands are down, my hood is down, and I'm just staring. And then I look from Kellek to Thessaly walking away to Flynn and Seeker, and then back. And I'm just looking back and forth.
So I'm over with Seeker, and I'm just kind of like helping him. Like, hey, it's all right, buddy. It's all right.
I reach back into my bag and pull out the potion of rapid rest. Uh-huh. And I...
Oh, you haven't taken it yet!
No.
You smiled like that! What the fuck? No!
You drink that, and it's small. It's like a little shot, kind of.
Just pop it back.
But you feel immediately kind of the warmth starts to flow throughout your body as you can feel the potion begin to take hold. It takes hold after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you can kind of feel like your heart rate start to come down and the filling up of this sort of slow leaking of the exhaustion that is upon you, your bones. You stand up and you walk away and you look over and you can see that Valeris is like standing there, like kind of sword still out. And Salix like reaches down to his arm. The shield like and folds back in. The stiletto folds back into his arm as he reaches up to his helmet and starts talking. As he casts sending, and he just says, he says like five names, and then says to the Capitolium now. And he turns to Queen Isolde, who is like surrounded by Admiral Elia, Valeris, and Salix now at this point. And like he looks at you, and you can see he's like wants to go to you, but he's also like torn with the duty that he has to the queen. As he turns to her and starts to go to talk, and she just like puts her hand on his arm. Captain. And she walks over towards you and you as the queen kind of crosses the room. And she
Could I be walking up there too?
Yeah,
since
of course.
I'm right there. Okay.
Of course. So like as you walk up to stand beside Kellick, as Thessaly, you kind of you walk away a little bit, but you, I mean, which direction do you head off in?
I was going towards Salix, so okay. I probably don't get very far. I probably get like 5 feet.
I'm still getting up from the ground by the point I have not moved. Thessaly walked away. Yeah,
Kellick is at a loss for words.
I'll do that.
As the pair of you kind of slowly, like you get Seeker, you stand up and you drink the potion. You guys can also cross over, but the queen kind of like comes to you guys. And she stands there and she waits for the two of you to get over. And she stands before the five of you. And she like looks for a moment, her eyes kind of like go down. And she looks back up. I owe you all my life. Andale owes you a great debt. I owe you a great debt. And then she looks specifically kind of to the two of you. And kind of a little bit of a smile comes across her face. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What are all your names?
We met already and I'm Olma.
And you,
Olma Marsk.
I go by Sika. And sometimes Taka.
Taka. And the rest of you must be the remainder of the agents of repair?
We repair things, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You also break things.
And she just looks around the ceiling has a hole in it.
You're alive.
I only jest.
This is Flynn.
Hi.
Hello, Flynn.
And this is Kellick.
Yeah.
This is Thessaly.
Hi.
Hello.
He's mine, and I point to Salix.
He's like... he's like, what?
Brother.
Understood. And she turns to Salix, and... Captain, remind me of your name. And he like snaps to attention. And he says, like he gives her kind of a crisp salute. And he says, Captain Salix Quinn, this is my sister Thessaly. It is an honor to serve you, my queen. And she looks to him and she says, Captain, I couldn't help but notice that your commander was conspicuously absent from my earlier meeting. Do you know what's become of him? And Salix, like looks at a loss for words. He goes, no, ma'am.
Your grace, it seems to me that someone did something to manipulate Nasaid's mind. There was the steel predators they were interfered with.
He turns to her, he says, your grace, I can unfortunately confirm that Nasaid allowed a dwarf by the man's description that was here earlier into the facility where the steel predators are manufactured and maintained just earlier this morning and requested that the meeting be kept off the books. And Queen Isolde looks to
Salix. And she looks away for a moment. She thinks. Issue an arrest for Nasaid Kalb's immediate capture, and consider yourself, as she looks to Salix, interim commander of the Steam Strike Wardens.
Let's go.
God damn.
And your brother gets a big promotion.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that.
Yeah,
no joke. Oh.
He, like...
He's like 22, right?
He's so young.
24.
He is, yeah, he's 24 years old. But, and he made Captain Fast, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
But he, like... And she looks at him and she says, considering that as of right now, you are the only member of the Steamstride Wardens I can trust, this responsibility lies with you until such a time as we prove otherwise. And he nods at her and he says, I have a few of my most trusted on the way. I can personally vouch for them. And that's all he says. He like goes, and then he kind of leaves it unsaid that like, if not, he'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Valeris kind of like claps Salix on the shoulder, like, and like you see the like a kind of grin come over the half orc's visage.
Oh yeah, because they work closely together, don't
yeah,
they?
Like, they do. They do work closely together.
Your Grace, the Lady Valinor in the other room was killed. It might be that we can keep her alive.
Quickly, and she like you take off and run into that direction. Okay, this is
How many rounds has it been? It's been like four rounds.
It's been about it was two and a half of the first combat, three of this one. So
you're
five,
good, right?
Plus the intervening time to travel.
So that 30 seconds plus.
You're probably fine. You're 30 seconds,
I don't know.
And then this conversation.
How long do you have to do it? A minute?
A minute.
A minute?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Also, as we leave this room, the lethargy hits me.
Yeah. You guys run back.
Hey, me and you.
And I will say you arrive into the parliamentary chambers. But Kellogg, you know that too much time has passed, unfortunately. Tell you what. Kellogg, roll a constitution saving throw for me. This is going to see how hard you can run to get there.
Can I cast long stride?
Yes, you can. Take advantage.
Whoa!
Do you have a diamond on you?
No. But
I'm going to stick it in his pocket.
I'll grab it from Thessaly.
Okay. I like that. So, yeah.
Because I can't keep up with him because I'm going to, but I'll hand it. Natural?
Natural fucking 20! Yeah!
Nice long
story. Kellogg, you like, and obviously, like, thank you for not like interrupting me, but I know Kellogg would have said it a little sooner. He would have been like,
we gotta get to the lady. She's not.
So you fucking take off, and as you pass Thessaly, you take it and you exchange happens. Kellogg, you grab the diamond and
this is the diamond, not the dust, right?
Seeker, right before you leave, throws the sand at your feet, and you feel that buoyancy in your step as you are carried faster down the hallway. You descend the Capitolium steps or the Parliament steps, and you find Lady Valinor. Thank you. I forgot her name. You find Lady Valinor, and as you get up to her, you can see like her face is pale. She's lost a lot of blood through the neck wound. And you have seconds.
Okay. 1 second. I've never cast a spell before, ever.
Really?
Never.
Never. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We haven't had to.
Exciting things. First spell.
I've just had the diamond because I'm like, I know it's 140
episodes.
Wow. 140.
Never casted Revive.
That's awesome.
And I will just, I'll kiss my amulet.
Let's undo all the work of these bastards.
And, Rachis, I'll cast Revivify. As I put my glowing hand on this person's sternum.
All right.
What do I do?
All right. So casting Revivify is a medicine check.
Okay.
Excuse me. It is a straight wisdom check. It's a spellcasting ability modifier. The base DC to Revivify somebody is 10.
Okay.
Unless they've died before, which she hasn't.
Okay.
I am ready if needed.
As you
pull the amulet up to your lips and you kiss it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the warmth of it and not from against your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll.
What kind of check is it? Medicine?
Uh-huh.
It's 26.
Oh, yeah.
Kellick, the pale skin of Lady Velenor, the blood on the ground, as you reach up, you grab her,
mm-hmm.
you kiss your amulet, and you push your place your hand upon her neck.
Mm-hmm.
How do the wounds undo themselves?
Oh, shit. Ow. Yeah.
Kiss the amulet, place my hand against her neck. In the other hand, I pull the diamond, and I... is there a skylight in this room? How's it lit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will.
You see this. Yeah. You look up and you see the glass ceiling and you see the stars.
Fuck yeah. I will hold the diamond aloft to catch the light and I will look at my own reflection in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the way that it is refracted, also see the reflection of Lady Velenor. And as the diamond is dissipated, the angles of it that are distorting our countenances disintegrate until they are aligned, until the only remaining angle aligns both of our eyes, and the light goes from mine to hers, and she is restored.
And you see, as the light returns to her eyes, as the diamond disintegrates in the silver flow, almost like the light is captured in that prism as it falls, surrounds her neck, and you see as the blood reverses and returns into the wounds as she...
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a shock.
I've been shot.
You're all right. It's going to be a bit... I hope you weren't... How are you?
Alive?
Yes, very
alive?
Much so.
Oh, my God. And she starts crying and just hugs you. She's like, that was so scary.
Yes, it's over now.
She's weeping
Don't hold him.
Just is, inconsolable for a good period of time.
I'm into the room and I see this and I'm like...
If I can look over her shoulder to Thessaly, I just kind of shake my head.
And after like a good like 30 seconds of her just like thank you, she eventually like she
thank you,
and she like reaches up and like she wipes the tears away from her eyes, and she like keeps just touching at her neck like she's terrified. And she like, and you see as Thessaly enters the room, so too does the rest of the coterie of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As one by one, the members of the queen, along with the members of her privy council, enter back into the parliamentary chambers. And this woman is restored to life. As you restore one of the queen's council to life, and just earn yourself probably a pretty solid favor from a very powerful woman.
Nice.
And she, she says thank you. Man. And you look back and you can see Queen Isolde as like her hands are folded, and she looks at the way in which you cast the spell and the nature of the magic you channel.
We're in Ondo.
She looks at that and looks down at your arm and is like kind of just like not mean or anything, just kind of like almost like you're a puzzle to be sorted out.
kind of just looks,
but then you do see that she smiles and she walks up to her council member and like takes her hands and like leads her away, and she goes, Valeris. And you see as the large half-orc gentleman just like kind of stomps forward, passes you, and he's nice job, and he like elbows you, like elbows you as he passes.
All in day's work.
And then he stops. Thanks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hi, my pleasure.
Do you ever need anything?
I suspect I would. Kind of gray.
Alaris Thorne. And his fucking huge ass half orc hand just grips yours. Yeah, this dude's like almost 7 feet tall. He's
wow,
match.
And he reaches out and he shakes your hand. You did good work today.
That's our aim.
You and your friends.
The agents will prepare.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
We fix stuff.
I don't mind at all. And then he walks over and now, like, at this point, like, other people are like, there are like Stillguard and yeah. Steam Strideworks were like yeah. starting to like arrive and finally fucking
secure the perimeter
happened
been?
In like 40 seconds. Yeah. Like, everything so happened
fast.
In such a brief amount of time.
Yeah.
But at this point now, like, this room is locked.
Overflowed. Yeah.
There are Steam Stridewardens and Stillguard posted like every fucking entrance that you can see, and like perimeter is being held, and the some of them like walk up and almost like look at you guys really questioningly, and the queen like raises her hand. She says, "They're with me." And
that's right.
Like the room very quickly gets like locked down.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys find yourselves once again in the parliamentary chambers, and then the woman is like led off by like 5 Stillguard.
Right.
She is too emotionally totally. Disturbed yeah. to participate in this right now.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And leaves. And Valeris like issues some commands before he turns as well, and just starts like telling people what to do, placing people. And once again returns to the table as the queen also does after bidding her goodbyes. How? And this is the queen speaking to you mm-hmm. all now. How did you all come to learn of this? And I know you mentioned an emissary.
Mm-hmm.
Angel of Lars.
Far-fetched as it may seem, Your Grace.
Now that you are this close, you see a holy symbol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Around her neck.
Would I notice it too?
You, yeah, the two of you would, as you see a holy symbol of a tear.
Of a tear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That sort of glowed earlier when she was casting her own magic.
Yeah.
And she, like, smiles. And, my faith is often tested, times being as they are. But it is good to know that the old gods still hold us in their hands.
It is.
And she like reaches up and kind of like massages her temples. Where do we go from here? And it's almost like a rhetorical question she's asking to herself.
Lauris sent us to protect you, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
Quite well, might
I. But your husband was not wrong when he mentioned that there is a pending attack on Westreach.
Westreach.
Potentially from the Underdark.
And then she, like, put her eyes wide open. Addersfeld.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, we heard this, right? We knew what happened. Yeah, you two do.
Mm-hmm. You two did, but you have not communicated this information.
Flynn, wait, I think Flynn's people are one of the strongholds in Addersfield.
Oh, the palace.
What's happening in Addersfield?
Is your,
The Kaldurian military has attacked Addersfield from the south. Half the city is on fire right now.
There's a stronghold at the Iron Light Castle, though.
The Iron Light is where
they're fighting.
They're holding up us.
We have to. We have to go. Can you reach out to them, Kellick?
Yes.
Really?
I think so. See if they're okay.
There are three.
We can't go fight an army, though.
There are 3 particular points of resistance right now within the city that are still holding out. Most of my military forces within the city, it's roughly divided into thirds, quarters. One at a castle in the southeastern district of the city. I've been told members of a fighting collective, the Iron Light?
Yeah.
They're holding.
They're okay?
For now, as far as I last knew.
Okay.
And then she, like, turns... she says, at least that was the information General Cade gave to me. Oh. And, like, she is, like, barely contained rage at the betrayal of her general. And like she, you see like the gears turning in her head. There might be a little conversation that happens with that for a while. Adersfeld is under attack right now. That was part of the reason why I called. And then he turns and like the admiral's like steps right. up. And the admiral has not really said anything at this point, but you see now up close their form. You see kind of the slightly mm-hmm. blue tinged skin, the green, as they like these bright green eyes just kind of like assess all of you. And she turns. She says, "Yes, my queen. We are at the moment without a commander of the army." And the queen turns to Valeris. And she says, "Valeris, consider yourself promoted as well."
Holy shit!
And
it's happening fast.
Quite a moving structure.
Yeah. For well. The time being. She turns, yeah, she turns to Valeris. She says, "You are interim commander of the ground forces of Hondale."
Whoa!
And he, like, bows his head. And he says, "I will serve as long as you need me, my queen. Your grace." Now, what to do? And at which point, now Salix is also at the table.
Uh-huh.
And he turns up and he says, "Your Grace, would you like me to personally see to Nasaid's capture?" And she just nods curtly. And Salix kind of turns to you all. And he says, I have to go.
Right. Be safe. Be careful.
I know you can do that. That's silly to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just throw my arms around him. I don't care that people unless he really doesn't want me to.
He doesn't.
I'm gonna give him a really big hug.
He doesn't
big
stop
sister
you.
Bear hug.
He doesn't stop you. You feel the. You feel both arms, the steel and the flesh kind of wrap around you. And he just whispers in your ear, he goes, "I love you, sis.
I love you too."
As you guys like start to separate, a little vial of ink is like floating in between you, and it's like shaking back, like an invisible hand's holding it, like shaking it back and forth.
Yes. You can write a message on it, and we'll.
Did we already give him one?
Did you?
Possible.
Yeah, he falls out. He's
like,
you can never have too much.
It's
fair enough. And he just takes the other one.
And I. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I thought you were trying it. And he turns and he like points out five members of the Steam Strike Wardens, and he just says, "On me." And
I wave goodbye.
He waves at you, and he bows to the queen before he leaves.
I'll give him a snarky nod.
he looks at you and just gives you a wink and he leaves. And you see as his back heads out, and as the interim high commander of the Steam Strike Wardens.
Wow.
He is him being here. Like I said, he's the only one she can trust right now. That's for sure. The circle of trust is at this table right now.
Yeah. And it is us.
It is you, the admiral of the navy, the newly promoted mm-hmm. commander of the armed forces of Hondale, and the queen,
and Lady Velenor, the legit.
Yeah, she's there. Lady Velenor's fine.
She's one for the team.
She did. And, well, that bolt was one that didn't find one of you guys, so that's good.
Holy moly!
I want to look to the scroll. Is it glowing? After hearing Adderspell's,
I don't have it.
Oh.
I don't have it.
Who has it?
When you did your night attack, I gave it
you
three.
Do
you have it?
I think I do. Yeah.
Okay, so you would look.
Okay,
I'll look.
I think I fixed it to your.
Like, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Where's your?
I gave it to you three when you went.
I have
your,
it here.
Calica.
Is it? As you check the scroll, mm-hmm. There is no message currently on there.
Okay.
That is not gold.
And I'll hand it back to Seeker.
Okay. So Seeker, you received the scroll.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Shall I reach out to the Iron Knight? Is that a...
Can you? And the queen looks to you? Yes.
All right. Also, I don't hate to be like this. Any chance you could replace that diamond if we're to leave here?
Of course. It doesn't even let you finish. Absolutely.
Good. Our junkies.
That's just awesome. Like as an afterthought. Yeah. Like I know Zorkal's thread really well. That's how I just turn and grab.
He's just there all the time, ready for you.
Come on, buddy.
Okay, what do you say?
I assume so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zorkal, we've thwarted the attack on the queen. How do you fare at Addersfeld? Are you there?
Good to hear from you.
Oh.
Addersfeld has fallen under attack. Ironlight Castle is holding. We have about 750 soldiers in here with us. I don't know how long we can hold.
He's alive. They're holed up in Ironlight, at least. His force is pretty sizable, 750. But he does not seem confident.
He says soldiers,
probably some of the military.
Yeah. They got them this into the castle and they're holding up in there. Yeah, that's about it. I think that's about as many words as he can get to you.
Total.
He's sounds out of breath when you talk to him. And you probably hear like a through. I love the idea that Sending can like pick
opens
up some
ambient
noise.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you hear like a boom.
I like that idea. Yeah.
You hear like an explosion go off, and you can hear like Wilhelm screams in the background.
Using up one of his words.
Yeah.
I just get that.
You can hear like this like grunt of effort as he like dodges out of the way or something probably. But yeah, he is. So the information, the most current information, is that at this very moment, Ironlight Castle is holding with an unknown number of sentinels and about 750 Undalian soldiers inside.
Did he say anything about our class? Galen?
It takes a lot of energy to communicate this way, and he could only say so much.
Okay.
I assume he would have mentioned. Well, I don't know.
You're all familiar with the Ironlight Collective.
Yeah, I'm a part of it. I'm a sentinel.
He's a sentinel.
Touch my shoulder.
And she kind of looks to the pauldron on the shoulder, and you almost see her mouth move with the same kind of like.
Uh huh.
Oh, then never trust that.
Do I catch that?
She doesn't. It's hard to say what she like actually says.
I don't pick it up.
She doesn't actually say anything, but she kind of like mouths something to herself.
Uh-huh.
Just odd the way history sometimes changes.
That's the plan.
They're a bit of a dubious group, to be honest with you. But they're good people. Zorkal especially.
We're fixing things.
A lot of the leadership that they have is kind of out of it right now.
It's a bit of regime change.
I'm glad to hear that they're...
Do you trust who's there now?
Yes.
Zorkal's a good sort.
I would.
Good. Okay. And she sort of like spreads out the maps, and you see as they kind of come back to the table, she turns to the group of you, and she says... as of this moment, the agents of repair are officially deputized directly under me. You are one of the few groups of people that I can trust, and as such, I intend to use you, frankly.
Deputized? How?
You report to me.
Right!
Direct servants of the Queen.
Is that a problem? Little edge in the voice when she says it.
No, not necessarily, but what if the gods ask us to do something and you don't want us to do it? Because that's why we're here. So we kind of have been taking orders from gods right now.
I don't know if we took orders. We took information from a god and we put it to good use.
If it comes to light that a tear's wishes contradict my own.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with that when it comes.
Got it!
How do you feel about Boris? Or Famir? Or Fenra?
Or Zacriel?
Well,
I think it's worth stating. Our aim, milady, is to try to end this damnable war. If serving you can meet that end, then we'll do it with vigor.
There are also other darker forces at work.
I think there's a bit of a all this business with the usurpation. It's all connected. Naturally, in the more direct way, but the war is not the greatest calamity headed in our direction.
That's true.
And what is?
I hate the spurious authority we have with which to report, but we have a pretty good indication that...
Also an angel. That confirmed.
Yes, an angel confirmed, but we've been... the past months we've spent pursuing an organization called the Order of the Red Wolf. They serve a being called the Outcast, and they seek to end the gods as we know them, new and old.
The Outcast, what we found out, was an original god. So the old gods are just...
They're not the oldest gods.
Fuck. How does the queen think that? She even believe
us? I mean, why not? How does worshiper of a tear think that?
Jesus.
Well, we didn't tell her they're not gods. We just dropped the most
earth-shattering friggin'
newer.
If she wants us to work for her, we gotta square some
things. She's gonna receive a lot of information. She's also gotta know that, like, we are after this big bad.
Yeah.
So we can't just go and start battling, like, Kaldor. Like, we just can't go and be like...
Servant, that doesn't sit well.
Well, I wonder why. Maybe because you serve too many masters.
Oh, yeah, you had a...
Yeah, a message we don't know about.
There was like a long, just pregnant pause as she stares at you, and you can see the mind of a fucking brilliant woman working very hard. And like one, like kind of, especially because you two were the ones to kind of reveal most of the information, just like goes back and forth and then eventually turns over to you. 30 years I've known this war. It has consumed the entirety of my reign. 3 short years of peace when I first ascended to this throne. Then the usurpation. If you think that I desire to continue to throw away the lives of my people for unjust cause, you are sorely mistaken. I simply wish for myself, and she reaches up and touches the symbol at her chest, and for my people, and for all of the people of Elbor, to worship as I see fit, as they see fit. The usurpers are real. That much is certain. And if they were not, Kaldor would have fallen long ago. But I will not bow down to the demand that I abandon what I also know in my heart to be true. The old gods remain. I feel Atir's power still, and I will not abandon him. If a path to peace exists, I am willing to take it. But every attempt I have made has been rebuffed. So, it has been some time since last I tried.
Perhaps if once we're able to put these immediate conflicts to a standstill of sorts, we can find that road again. I know we all wish it.
And she looks at all of you.
And not for nothing, my queen, but... I'm the physical manifestation of the union between the new and the old gods.
I'll deal with that later.
Yeah, I'm like, still working on it myself.
Just
to be
like totally compartmentalizes what you just said. And you bring up something very important, which is that the immediate conflicts need to be put to an end.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Addersfeld is burning, and that is my immediate concern.
And Westreach might start soon. I'm so sorry to keep bringing up things that are bad.
I understand.
But it is really bad. We saw the whole army in the Underdark, like, 4 days ago. So it's like furious.
4 days
ago. Was it maybe a week ago?
She turns
super recently.
She grabs like a steam stride board and she goes, "Send for my husband."
And this guy just fucking takes like, off. Yeah, just booking.
I'm not trying to tell you what is a priority and what isn't. I just it's coming.
I think maybe we deal with the one that is on fire, though.
Right, right.
Let's do that first. Yeah. If I maybe
put out the literal fires where they are, you may. She grants you permission to be so bold. but yes, she says. So, and she turns to the admiral. She turns to Valeris, and she says, and she turns to all of you. Where do we start? And she's like asking for opinions now. Like she is taking counsel.
We have easy access to Addersfeld, quick access.
Where?
We do?
Just, I mean, we do.
Sure, through the void? Do we have it?
Through the void.
Yeah, we can
take we have a there. We have a circle that we can travel from. We can't get all of you there, but at least we would be able to get there quickly and help as quickly as possible.
Sure, you can convene with the Iron Lightning.
You have a teleportation circle. With access to the castle?
No, it's been a while. Outside of it. It's, I think it's a little shack, right?
It is, yeah.
We've never taken
it's kind
far.
Of a hidden path.
Yeah, but it is within the city.
Yeah.
Aye.
Is it by the bakery?
It's been so long since we used it, but it's close. It'll get us close enough.
Yeah, I think it's maybe in the slums.
But who knows what's been blown up, what's changed, what parts have been taken?
We don't know for sure.
Might be something we have to risk.
Yeah.
How far away is it from your castle?
Not far. We've done the walk before.
Yeah, if it stands and it's not overtaken by army, we could walk.
It's in
there.
The basement, so of an unremarkable.
Yeah,
building.
We've been there. It's still
so
standing.
So it's likely
for sure.
Uncompromised.
Likely.
Potentially.
Can you get there soon?
I'd like to go now.
Well, I think we should sleep, but then we can go there.
Do you have more of that special juice?
Or that
again. I suppose.
She goes, if you take it again, you will pay a heavy price. I'm afraid it wouldn't do you much good.
Okay,
Seeker, you're not looking so spry.
And you,
we could take one.
No, I could use some sleep.
No, you. If you take the...
If you take it multiple times, it has really bad side effects.
So,
if you take
so
it
yeah,
more
than once.
Forever? Like, even if it's like a year later?
No, not forever, but...
If
you guys want to, she's just warning you. It comes with a cost.
We can go to the...
We can get there tonight, but I don't know how much good we'll be tonight.
We can at least convene with them and see how they're doing. Maybe talk about a plan
That's
and the
true.
Rest there. I don't know if I'd be able to sleep knowing if Sorg... Was he fighting? Is he okay? Is he safe? Are they
he was
safe?
Winded, but he was able to form complete sentences. Well, he was not mid-combat with the Displacer Beast, for example.
Flynn, we could also talk to him more maybe once we get
to the void.
Back home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe we call him again with the
mirror?
Yeah.
And then we can have a longer conversation with him to see what a good step would be.
I suppose that's... Yeah.
As long as I know he's safe, then yeah, we can rest in the void and then go there in the morning.
The question is... Queen? My Grace?
Your Grace is fine.
Your Grace? Is that what you're supposed to say? Yeah. Okay, Your Grace. And I, like, do a, like, awkward curtsy. I guess the question is how quickly do you want us there? I mean...
She looks at you and she says, how many people can you take with you to wherever it is you're going?
I don't think
we've hit a max, but...
As many can fit while it's open. It doesn't...
It's quick.
It's not quite like a wizard's teleportation. It's more of a gateway that we have access to.
A dozen? Two dozen?
If you have a force of people, we can just open it and see, I suppose.
If you have like an elite force you want us to take?
Yeah, or maybe... Some supplies and medicine too. I'm sure they need that as well. I don't.
Potions and.
She turns to Valeris and she asks, "Is the first blade here?"
Oh. What is the first blade?
Valeris. He nods. He goes, "I believe they've returned from assignment, Your Grace."
Oh.
And. She says, send for them.
That's cool.
This is fucking cool.
Who is this?
The first blade? That sounds sick.
Because it was, I want to make sure I get this right. He was.
You guys fought the third blade in the sub shop.
Oh, is that the dude I let go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Was that the guy that I was trying to shoot?
You were trying to murder him with the third blade.
The third blade?
Yo.
So this is the first blade.
This is number one of his order, of his group. Yeah.
Yep.
This is lit. Okay, let's do it.
So now Ondale's Fatal Reserve is going to be joining you.
Oh. Yo.
On a little mission.
Oh, that's frightening. Exciting.
So Valeris, as he says, yes, I believe they've returned from assignment. And she says, send for him. Or send for them, excuse me. She says, send for them, because the first blade is both. Anyway, we'll find that out later. But he nods, and he like walks away from the table, whispers a command to a few Stilgard who also take off. The queen turns to all of you, and she says, so, tomorrow morning, you leave?
Well,
we...
Or will you? Can you depart tonight?
Tonight, if well, it's all right.
We can host your group in... Well, we have a bit of a hub, a place, a base of operations.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that would be best, because we have a means of communicating a bit more efficiently there.
Okay.
Then we can go to either tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on
how dire it is.
I do think we should be rested if
you're not going to make much difference, and you're no good to me if you die.
Yeah, well
this is not what we would like.
But I'm no good to myself if I die too.
It's a fair point. Olma, and she kind of tests the name in her mouth. You can depart when?
Tonight.
So
we'll meet with your people, and we can go tonight. We just don't know if we're going to go straight there tonight or to our home.
Understood. Do you have a place to stay already here in the city? I would prefer it if you were close.
We were at...
Scholar's Fest.
And she like almost ignores you immediately, and she just turns to one of the Stilgard. Set up quarters for them in the Monarch's residence, please. Oh. And just like... And the guy also takes off. And as he takes off, you see kind of like storming in, you see a tall half-elvish man with like sort of slightly graying hair at the edge, as you see her husband, who comes in, and he like rushes up to her and just like, he like goes up to her and then like stops and nods, and he says, Your Grace, you've summoned me. As he fights very hard to be the king.
Formal
and not the husband in this moment, because he does not want to undermine or do anything.
Yeah.
So he like stops and with great difficulty contains himself. And he just says, Your Grace, you summoned me. And she says, she reaches out and she grabs his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Yes, I need you to make contact with your people in Westreach and warn them. Apparently, an attack is imminent from the Underdark.
Yeah, what's the name of your friend?
Siren.
And you see as the king kind of... Yes, he's an aide for the council.
Yes.
I'm familiar.
This is the man whose pores we saw through his ring, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you knew.
Mm-hmm.
You keep good company.
I look around and nod.
Yes, Your Grace. And he bows his head and departs kind of, and just like goes off to the side, and he keeps like looking over at at his wife. But very quickly, he begins like... sort of like writing down, like he pulls out some parchment and like starts writing some letters. He like starts sending them off, not like letters, but specifically messages to get sent, as in sending. Mm-hmm. As he starts like writing down messages and starts handing them
out. Two people who can send sending for him.
Cool. As he starts like kind of like just takes up a space and starts like writing out messages.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Begin informing and sending the necessary. I cannot believe you guys figured that out. That's so cool. Oh,
man. So good. It totally good. Changed the fucking whole world, which is awesome.
That's so cool. Awesome. So he kind of goes off to the side and begins taking care of that. The queen kind of looks over at her husband and then returns to the task at hand. You leave tonight. Your quarters will be set up for you so that you can rest. Given recent events, I'd prefer it if you were close at hand.
That's
sure.
Fine.
That's fine.
Fair enough.
Do you have anything you need gathered from wherever it is you're staying now?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
In the first place, we'll meet us where?
Where?
At the Monarch's residence. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And, we've been there.
We'll show you the way. Yeah.
To.
Here.
All right.
And I will hand some ink to the.
Oh yeah.
To the queen. Let's go.
So you can send us a message like anytime you need, and I guess just let us know.
We
what
have a
we
way
can do.
To get in touch with you, but we will read that if you get to us.
She puts it into the belt pouch that is kind of like at her side.
If we're setting up our chambers, could I trouble you for one of those visors that the steam striders?
Steam striders.
The wardens that they wear, maybe in a very small size.
Yeah. Then she turns to like a nameless steam stride warden. She says, "See that it's done." And he like nods and he goes, "I think we have a few halflings on staff." And he like runs off to try to figure out how to get a small helmet of one
That's
of the steam stride
so
wardens.
Random, but I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Well,
at this point, there are a few things that you could ask for that I would not be willing to accommodate.
Speaking of, do you have any Benton glass?
Ooh.
Tigger.
We didn't need it in that fight. Do we really need it at all when we think about it?
We don't.
She, like, looks at you and narrows her eyes. It'll be arranged.
Thank you.
Taka.
Will we see you before we depart in the circle, or is this...
Unlikely.
I have something. It's kind of silly. I've never met a queen before. And I was just wondering, and I'll go into my bag, and I'll go to a random book, and I'll just rip a piece of paper. Could you maybe write a note to my parents? I don't know, sign it.
This is the fucking cutest thing.
Oh my god!
That's really funny.
I've been collecting things that I'm gonna give to them, and I just think it'd be cool to maybe show them that I met a queen.
She smiles, takes the piece of paper, and she goes to and like she summons. So she like waves her hand up, and somebody puts a quill in it, and like it's like someone like sets it all up for her, and she like leans down, she dips the
Glyn Fellowweave,
and she begins writing.
Nora and Beaudry.
Like she like starts writing, Nora and Beaudry, do you try to peek at what she writes?
I'll let her just write it.
All right, cool. Yeah. She writes something down, and then she. Like a little bit. She like writes for about 45 seconds a minute,
mm-hmm.
And then she pulls like there's like a writing kit, you know, this wax and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She pulls it out. She uses thaumaturgy to melt the wax, and then she takes her signet ring and she pushes it into the wax at the base of the letter.
Yeah.
Rolls it up, and then hands it to you.
Thank you, my grace.
She doesn't correct you. She just kind of like again, like
like I start to, but I just
amazing.
We'll repair it.
Hi.
Your Grace, if I
Oh my god, sorry, Devin.
No, you're fine. It was funny. Will there be someone in the Monarch's residence if I leave a message for my brother before we depart?
Yes.
From Commander Gwyn?
It can be arranged.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's anything else?
No.
Glad your life.
Thanks for letting us save your life.
Thank you for saving it.
You're very welcome.
Oh.
Bit touch and go for a minute there.
And at which point she does... considering the depth of the favor you've just done me, I'm electing to not ask too many questions, but I do get the sense that you perhaps knew of these people.
Your Grace, how honest would you like me to be in terms of making you feel comfortable?
Considering we don't have much time, save it for another time.
Sounds good.
But, and she says, any arrangements you'd like us to make?
For them? I'm in a fucking ditch for all I care.
I recommend burning their bodies beyond repair.
Oh, I like that. Yes, listen to Oma.
I mean, ditches are fine, but technically you can still bring them back.
And I don't wish to see that woman again. And she's talking about Svara. And she turns... No.
Yeah, I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking about...
I don't say anything.
I'm thinking about Corvin. Like, I don't even know I'm just thinking of, like, gotcha. Liches. Like, my brain is purely like...
All right. She also... she writes another note, presses it with her signet ring, and gives it to you.
Oh, I take it?
Mm-hmm. It's rolled up, but she presses it with her seal as well.
I look at her like, should I open this now or should I wait?
If anybody gives you too much trouble.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll see that the appropriate chain of command is notified of your countenances and new role.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry, I can wait until we're walking away.
This is how it happens so fast.
Hey, man. Success like speed. And she don't got time to fuck around right now.
Not right now.
Are we walking?
Yeah.
She nods, like, as you kind of... She hands you the thing. You say, throw him in a ditch for all I care. Mm-hmm. Her kind of eyebrow arches and nods. And she turns to another person and, like, waves them over and kind of points and just says... Clean it up in there, please, and see that the bodies are taken care of. She says, any other possessions, bring to their quarters.
Oh!
And,
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Hell yeah, dude.
That's right, they had some sick shit.
Yeah. Wizard.
I want to know what that wizard had.
I want to know what that wizard had in that field!
Sorry.
No, you're good.
We didn't kill the clerics.
But,
sorry, buddy.
You guys, yes, you, if the, unless there's anything else,
no.
You guys just can
bow and yeah.
She's now like surrounded. Dozens upon dozens of still guard and steam stride wardens and everything else.
And as we're leaving, I just like lean into Kellic and I'm like, and to think, a couple weeks ago, we were like Keldorian's number one enemy. You know, like they wanted to imprison us, and now we're
still
Keldor's
number one enemy. It would seem. Just with a title.
No, right, but like, we were prisoners and they were like going to come capture us and we were like, our names were on. Do you think our names are still on things? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're going to be on more important lists than before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm, they will.
In 2 days' time.
They probably added the name.
Well, maybe we have stronger people on our side to help get us out of scrape?
Well, certainly, we can expect better sleeping conditions.
What's wrong with my house?
Your house is fine, but the cat's in the void. Whew. Except for the magic one. But I never get to sleep in that one.
No, because Seeker needs
it. Seeker.
And he needs it again tonight.
It is very nice.
Okay.
To the Monarch's residence?
The Monarch's residence?
The Monarch's residence is this way. It's really just like right across the way. It's kind of strange. But Okay. Follow me.
Yeah.
All right. You guys walk.
So while we were apart, man, it was so crazy. Seeker and I snuck our way into the Monarch's residence,
mm-hmm.
past so many guards, and we got into the Queen's room with her.
Past her guards.
And the King.
Right.
And then we found out what happened at Ondale.
Adderspeld.
Then we found out what happened in Adderspeld. And
there's an so
she was going to leave. She was going to go and start her council meeting. So I took my cape off and my head down and I talked to her and told her not to go.
That's how you became like best friends with the queen?
The queen.
Yeah, best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Seeker helped because he told her that we could go with her and help and be just guards for her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, great job.
Yeah. Seems
well, you guys got here too. So, I mean, that's you guys, great job.
How did you?
I stuck on a boat, pushed him into the water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were tons of guards.
Yeah. We
stole a bunch of documents too. So, those will probably help.
Valiant effort.
You did it without anybody knowing.
General, no. You guys definitely see the two still guard from earlier this evening. Who were like in there and they're just like, Yeah, silent is the night as the two still guard. Like,
I believe you. You guys are really sneaky.
I'm really proud of you.
I was very quiet.
We actually kind of did a good job.
I mean, you got here the same
time. We got a lot of information. Yeah. Flynn, a lot of that was you.
I saw light and yelling. So,
you didn't
see it. Flynn, yeah, well done.
Same, yeah, we handled it well too. Yeah.
We make a good team when we can stick together.
Yeah.
Or separate.
Well, yes, but in a, you know, in a spiritual sense.
Right.
Stay cohesive.
Right.
Yeah. When we make a plan.
Oh my goodness, Des, your brother's arm is so cool.
It is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's fine. It's a nice arm.
It turned into a cannon, I think.
I don't think I got to see it.
It was...
It's
my
a really
arm is a cannon of.
I spent a lot of that under a table.
Okay, your arm can be cool.
You
too.
Do.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was hiding.
No,
I
think that maybe we can make your arm metal.
Well, it's all right. It's fine.
I don't think you need it.
Kind of sounds like you.
Not a big no.
And I'm sure the process
good arm,
in so. Which he got it was quite gruesome. So I.
Right, and this was a whack in the park. So.
Skin just falls off.
Oh, man. Is this like some kind of weird competition about arms?
No, it's not that common. It's nothing at all.
I'm just saying it's a cool arm.
It's very,
it was very cool. Yes.
That's all.
I never even thought about it, which is terrible.
It was the first thought I had.
So funny. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I just wanted him to. I don't know why. I was like, he's got his arm ripped off.
Yeah,
I like
it.
It's
cool, but
I'm sorry.
Commander of the Steel Guard, or no, the Steel Wardens. That's so cool.
Yeah,
it's certainly.
Are you proud of him?
I'm very proud of him, but you know, he's not. He's still young. I mean, he's been
kind of old.
Oh, I'm sure to you, people feel old.
The
but,
same age, mostly. Yes, when you're young.
He's 24. He's not that old.
He's a bit older than Flynn.
To be a commander.
Old.
It's 24 is old to you, Flynn?
Yeah, he's older than me.
Well.
Love that logic.
I mean, he's old enough.
I just hope it's not...
It's a bit of a burden.
He tends to take on a lot of responsibility, and I don't know that it's always healthy, so...
Well, we have a lot of responsibility.
Sounds a lot like his sister.
And Flynn's younger, and he has too much responsibility.
And now, hopefully, he knows he has something to stay alive for.
Yeah,
outside of the war.
Right. We will. We will have to come back after.
Of course.
After we take care of things.
We have so many homes now. Do you think the queen will give us a house here?
We could probably ask.
Oh, goodness.
We saved the queen's bloody life.
Do you think we could be neighbors?
You said never met a queen before.
Do you think we can get her to get us a house near Salem?
Oh, can we get one of those little flying things?
That would be really wonderful.
We're just like, oh, you want
to
go?
We don't need a strider with
this moment. Walking away out of the capital. Do you think we can get a house here? What about one of those flying things?
Yes?
Come here. I need some help.
Oh, okay. And I start to put my arm around Seeker's shoulders.
Thank you. He's so
are
happy.
You, oh, I didn't. Well, someone should have said something.
I'll just put my arm around your shoulder, and can you help me walk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you?
As can be expected. I took down Meryl. She's quite a lot.
It was kind of easy. Blueberry helps.
Blueberry does help.
Little bit.
Blueberry.
I'm gonna kill that fucking dragon.
One day.
Do you
get hit with like 9 disintegrates?
Yeah.
Do you but you're that was them. They are tough. And they're not done.
No, they're still some of them got away, but I
From what you said.
Was this audible to us, or was this more private?
That's up to you.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't.
We're all together. It's quieter, but I'm not hiding it. Like it's for everybody.
So if you, yeah.
It seemed like Vassen was the one with all the gumption, right? These were his followers.
He was the leader.
Do you think they'll?
He and Thane were easily the most. Vicious even still feels underrated, but in terms of people I don't think should be walking around, those were the two. But if Savar and Hadrix will report back to the Calderan government, our names will be on lists. I have no doubt of that.
Aye.
And I don't know that their part in all this is done necessarily, but I feel a weight lifted that we rid the world of that evil today.
Mm. Hi.
I was invisible to both of them, right?
Oh. Didn't you come on invisible, though, to cast?
You're already not on a Calderan list.
They never saw you.
They think I'm dead.
Who?
That's true.
They think we're all dead until now.
Until now, except for Olma.
Who are we talking about?
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh.
Well, sorry.
The Calderan government.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, do they know me?
Because
I'm being selfish here, okay?
That's true.
No, valid.
But, like many things, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We certainly will.
It may be that we can create peace, that all of this will be able to peter out.
I would be all right with that.
Good.
Should I, should I give Blueberry to the Queen? Her guards are really bad.
In fairness,
you want to give up something that powerful?
She's nice.
Wow, Seeker, that's some growth. I'm very proud of you.
What does that... What?
Well, Norm, I mean, in the past, I don't think you would have necessarily, like, given up an item like that.
Maybe. Maybe we keep Blueberry just for this next thing, and then when we're back, you give her to the Queen.
I like that idea. It is magic, so... It's
we are
to...
about to right, exactly. Face the... And pretty big contingent of an Calderian army.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we might. You know, actually, we might.
Probably want to something. Keep.
But then we can give totally.
Hey,
as long as she knows
I don't need convincing to keep
name.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the only thing after that is we have to fight a god or something, so probably don't need it for
that. Oh,
that
dead guy.
Wow.
Who's not dead.
That guy who's not dead.
Right, and his army of undead.
Well, maybe some of the stuff that...
To be fair, I think we have the backing of pretty much the entire Ondalian government.
Now we may have some resources that can help us with that, sir.
We're not alone.
That's true.
We're not just operating in the wind. We can
use their resources to try and find this. What are we looking for?
A phylactery.
A phylactery?
Right.
Some kind of jewel.
So maybe their mages can look for the phylactery,
but
too.
Some of them may know more about Corvin. He might not be completely under the... sight of all of these people.
Okay, so maybe deal
he's
with
really
that.
Old.
Do we deal with this thing?
Adderspell, then Westreach, then.
Well, Adderspell
first,
and then we'll go from there.
If we write a letter to give to the Queen so to catch her up on like.
Like a debrief.
Yes, and then she could start to do some research, maybe.
Aye, and she has our scroll.
Yeah.
Our ink.
Yeah.
I do want to.
We can start that. I can help draw that up.
Yes. We have a little matter to attend to as well in the midst of all of this.
Yeah. Oh, what's that?
Yeah,
what is that?
We'll get to it once we have a bit more of a plan.
Okay.
What?
Some stuff we found in the library.
Hi.
Oh.
Bit of reading I have to do.
Yeah.
in my downtime.
Okay, so...
We don't get a lot of that.
Maybe we'll rest? I am really tired.
Could we? Let's at least take a sit.
We'll get to the void soon, right? How long did they say that they're going to be until they get to the...
And they've got to gather their parts.
Yeah,
They weren't expecting any of this.
Yeah.
The attack on Addersfield, the attack on the
first
queen.
First blade. Something.
Meet the first blade. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Pretty legendary figure.
Oh, I just thought it was a cool name. You know about it?
Well, it's just pretty... You hear whispers of such a thing.
It's I mean, it's kind of impressive.
Are they going to work for us?
I don't think so.
We're going to work with them, I think.
I think we are giving them the access to our teleportation.
Probably right. They probably report to us.
I mean, the queen says that we're the delegate. We report directly to the queen, though. Did they report directly to the queen?
Yes. Well, knowing... Like, actually, like, having served with the Fatal Reserve, like, I probably would have heard of the First Blades and stuff. Like, how does that tier system work?
The First Blades...
who do they report to?
The commander.
They report directly to the commander, and who reports to the queen.
Technically!
So you guys are, like, kind of contemporary. Like, full rank, but
yeah, we're not.
Who knows if they'll accept that?
Yeah.
You don't think they'll listen to a 12-year-old?
Continues to undermine them.
I just love the idea of like Keldor being like, our warden has decided that these people are enemies. Here's these six faces on like poster boards being like, find these people. Oh, they're dead. Great, they're dead. 5 days later, they're alive and they killed your Fatal Reserve.
No, someone does what's that called? Like an Eyrie where like people are like trying to scribble pamphlets. They're like, oh, fuck it.
Right? That's like a printing press. Like,
yes, yes.
So mad.
Just press 1,000.
Literally,
just ripping up all the papers.
It's like the biggest criminals, right? And they're like, cross these ones off the list. Yeah, we got them.
Finished plans for the parade.
Oh, that's God.
Jeez.
That's funny. Yeah, somewhere, somebody is very upset that you guys are alive.
Join Corvin.
As if Savara and Hadrix even returned. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where they're going.
They're the wind.
That's true. They're going to join Corvin being like, you guys are just getting in my way.
Yeah. Get you fucks later. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. but as you guys kind of cross the threshold of like walking across the large kind of open plaza area between the Capitolium heading up to the Monarch's residence.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys approach, you can see like there are the presence of the guard is like quadrupled.
Mm-hmm.
There are still guard like constantly roaming the grounds. There's steam stride wardens who are roaming the grounds. And as you guys approach, there's a moment of like discernment and then, mm-hmm. You guys walk up. As you do so, you do see one of the still guard kind of like reach out his hand and just like you feel like a wave of magic kind of wash over you as he casts dispel magic. Just like, sorry, just checking.
and
protocols. But you guys make it through the sort of large gates and make your way up to the garden. As you guys walk up, Thessaly, you hear. Your brother, who sends to you.
Okay.
I went into Sade's office. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you more later.
Is he still going?
He says, something's not right here. Yeah. And then, like, there's a pause where he goes, can you swing by?
What's going on?
Real quick, within that message, like, can I know it's been like 7 years, but did he sound like in the way that I remember Nasade sounding off? Did he sound off to me?
No.
It just sounded like him.
Yeah, sounded like him.
So he's asking me to go to Nasade's office, like where that would be. I'm just going to respond and say, I will be there as quick as I can. Give me a few minutes.
Okay.
What was that, Thessaly?
I need to go have some some family time before we go. Are we going to go to sleep? Was that the was that what everyone?
Well, we're
that's
just going
we're
to
here?
Take a seat, really, and wait for
yeah,
the
blade people.
Oh, all right.
So I guess we have time.
Do I have a few?
Yeah, do you
minutes?
Want
to? Yeah.
You guys have some time if you'd like.
Are you okay to go alone?
Yeah, I don't really want you to, if I'm honest, Tessaly. I want to give you
I don't know
space
if it's
with
safe.
Your brother, but...
He sounded very vulnerable, and I don't...
Someone go wait outside.
Nasaid is dead.
Mm. Oh.
And he feels like something's not quite on the measure.
Well, now I feel like surprising. We definitely should go with you then.
Right.
You're all gonna... He only asked me to come, and you're all gonna come with me.
Well, we could stay outside or something, but we should all go.
But you go, we go, Tesla.
That's fair enough. I try to hide the smile, but I can't.
Okay.
All right, let's... But I wanna go to him. He never sounds like that. He's shaking.
Then let's move.
Should we all go, or should some
should we
of
tell someone...
some of you stay, or
maybe we just tell them?
I think we alert the Stillguard, right?
Yeah, we'll tell the Stillguard.
Right. They have to know that we're
we'll
coming back anyway.
We'll be quick about it, I guess.
Yeah. Very quick. Very
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, you guys alert the Stillguard. You let them know.
Yeah, we're just on our way out.
Head
grab
to Steam
the guy.
Warning.
Yeah.
I let them
landing.
Know where we're going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. You say we're heading to Steam Stride Landing at the request of the acting commander.
Right, right, right.
And you guys make your way very quickly through the city. It's not very far away. Find yourselves wandering, going through the big hallway, and eventually find yourselves in front of the doors. Okay. You can see that there are several Steam Stride Wardens, all of which are, standing outside of the door. And as you walk in, they let you guys pass, having been given your description before. And you see Salix, and he's like standing there, and he's just looking at the desk of Nasaid. And you see that, slumped in his chair, you see that the former commander of the Steam Star Wardens is dead. And you see a small overturned vial that is on the desk.
Oh, man.
You see a piece of paper with a quill laid across it in front of his body. And you see that his mouth and the area around his throat and face is like blackened. And like slightly necroticized.
Yeah.
And you see Salix, and he turns to you, and he just goes, "Thanks for coming." And then he just kind of like turns and looks, and he's like hurt by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His faith has been shaken in some strange way.
I'm just gonna walk up to him and like slip my hand into his and just give it a real strong squeeze.
Can I go read the letter?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Okay. You walk up and you see, as you get close, you can see that, exactly as described it, you can see like a letter and a piece of quill, apparently a letter of some kind written. And on the note, as I pen this final note, the weight of my actions, both seen and unseen, lies heavily upon my soul. I have walked a path shrouded in darkness, one that led me from the light of honor and duty I once held dear. The choices I made, and then there's a comma. It says, though they, and that's like done in like a weird scrawling hand that's different from the rest of the note, and then it's scratched out. Have cast a long shadow over the legacy I hope to leave behind. In my heart, I always strove to serve Stillgate and my queen with unwavering loyalty. Yet, comma, the text changes again. Under its IN, and then it's scrawled out. You almost can't make it out. It's like almost ripped through the paper. I committed acts that betrayed everything I stood for. My part in the assassination of our beloved Queen Isolde is a crime that haunts me. A stark reminder of the depths to which I have fallen. Period. I was scratched out. I now stand at a crossroads where the path of redemption seems forever barred to me. The horror of my actions, the lives endangered, and the trust shattered cannot be undone. In this dark hour, I see no way to atone for the grievous harm I have caused. to those I have wronged, especially to Queen Isolde and the people of Stillgate, I offer my deepest apologies, though I know they hardly suffice. To the Steamstride Wardens, who I have led and worked alongside, my heart aches for the tarnish I have brought upon our honorable name. Forgive me. This aid Kelp.
Mm-hmm.
Could I also read this over Oma's shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna... Yeah.
There's... Kellic, there's no way.
This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Right here. Under it. In. Influence?
Mm-hmm.
What's it?
Though I...
Though they were not my own?
Though they were forced on me?
Right. By what?
I'm gonna go over to the body.
Okay.
I want to do two things. One, just verify that the way that this appears is accurate to, like, there was a vial of poison that, and that's what killed him, if I can.
Make a medicine check for me, if you'd like.
And while he's doing that, I want to go back to the bookshelf that had the air.
Oh, yeah, through. The bookshelf!
And I want to just, like, start to pull things and see if it's a trapdoor of some kind.
Natural 20.
Yeah! Whoa!
Where were you?
Where were you?
Okay. All right. Natural 20 for a total of what, like 30 fucking some?
Yeah. 30.
Okay. So.
Because the other thing I would like to check is early medicine. I want to just, like, look and see if there's anything in his, like, if, look through his ear, try to examine his head to see if there's been any, like, surgical anything or anything fucked up with the brain.
A few things. Roll an investigation check for me. Well, you just start pulling shit.
I just start pulling shit. Wherever the air is. But I can roll. Never but mind. I'll roll it. Maybe
like, if you just start yanking off every book, eventually you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm literally, because he's not there to stop
you
just, anymore.
You kind of hear like the sound of like pop, pop, as books just start flying off the shelf and getting dropped on the ground. Kellic, you, with your very keen medicinal eye, start examining the body.
Yeah.
A few things. Damn, that's a fucking hell of a roll.
What's the total?
There are... Jesus. You notice that there are a few, like, literally three droplets of blood, like, tiny, on the back of his chair. Like, behind him.
Yeah.
That's what you got with the DC 50.
Okay.
The DC 20.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, there's only a, like, as you look at, like, the necroticized flesh around the mouth,
yeah,
it should be worse if that's what did this. Like, yeah. It was like, it didn't, like, take the full effect almost. It should have had a greater effect on his appearance if that was the cause of his death.
Right.
And with the DC 25, as you look at his head, you start, like, searching, and you look in the ears, and you don't see anything, no blood or anything like that.
Yeah.
But then you look to the crown of his head,
and
you see the faintest outline of, like, a circular wound right on the crown of his head, recently healed. And you see the faint flesh of new skin.
Oh. I mean, I want to take my sickle and... get in there.
Ooh,
what?
I'm a fucking doctor.
There is Salix, Thessaly, as you, like, as he goes to do this, like, Salix almost, like, instinctively, like, and then he, like, you react when he goes to, like,
I just
move.
I'm already holding his hand. I just hold on tighter.
And he, like, he's struggling. This was a man he deeply admired. And, like, to see him like this.
Can I pull him to look away?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You pull your brother to look away. And as you open up the wound, you look into his head.
Yeah.
Oh.
And his brain is gone. As Oma, you pull a book and the shelf swings open and you see a cavern.
Oh my
into darkness.
Oh my god!
What?
No.
Behind the shelf.
But we have to go to Adderspell!
We will! Look at this! There's a whole bunch of
No. There are tons of steam stride wardens who can investigate this.
We will figure out.
You got a lot of choices ahead of you guys. We will figure out what
choice
the agents of repair make next time.
I popped up and I go, whoops.
And we will see what you guys do when we return. Thanks, gang. Thank you all for watching. Goodbye, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
We survived.
Holy shit.
Keep your heads on.
Wow.
Hey, nerds. Rebecca here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And make sure to tell your friends. If you're interested in going the extra mile, please check out our Patreon link in our description to support the show and get access to exclusive bonus content. Bye, nerds.